Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Followed up now by Labushkin. Far circle. Labushkin sends it across. Scores! Kyle Opozo! What a play by Ilya Labushkin to slide it across. And Kyle Opozo gets the first goal of this game with 6:29 remaining in the third. Buffalo leads it 1-0.
There's your game winner, the only goal with a goalie in the net, Kyle Opozo against his former team, a big goal, his 10th of the season. It is the play of the game tonight, brought to you by NoCo, delivering comfort and comfort to homes and businesses since 1933. We welcome you into the Buffalo Sabres postgame show. I'm Brian Colziel. Opozo's 10th at 13:31 from Labushkin put Buffalo out in front for good. Jeff Skinner with 32 seconds left into the empty net for his 31st and a 2-0 final. Buffalo's very slim playoff hopes remain alive, at least for one more night after they get this win on Long Island. Eric Comrie's first shutout as a Sabre, second of his career, 26-save effort. He ends up being the first star tonight, and we'll give Eric Comrie the electric player of the game honors, brought to you by Town Auto Group. For an electrifying performance, check out Town Auto Group's lineup of EVs. Let's get Paul Hamilton in here to lead off our post game. Well, Paul, a gritty effort for the Sabres. You know, when you play the Islanders, the game at times may not be as pretty as maybe what we saw last night, but they figured out a way to get it done with some goaltending, some penalty killing, and their captain coming through against his former team.
Honestly, that might have been the most solid game they've played all year. Really. I mean, they defended from top to bottom, you know, from start to finish. Yeah, Islanders got a few good chances, but Comrie made the save when they did. They got the big save when they needed it. They didn't get frustrated because Varlamov was standing on his head. You know, Buffalo had 35 shots. They had some great opportunities but couldn't capitalize on them. But they stayed patient. No panic. Especially since the way they've played for the past 3 weeks until last night. I mean, they easily could have gotten all frustrated because we've seen it. You know, they run into a hot goalie, they get all frustrated. Then all of a sudden the game goes downhill, and next thing you know, they lose. Not this time. They just stuck with it. I just thought they were so solid. They defended very, very well. I'm trying to think if I can think of somebody that I think had a bad game. Really. I think they all played well. I just don't think anybody had a bad game. Yeah, there were a few bad plays along the way, but I just thought they played as a team. They were solid and deserved to get a win. It would have been a shame had they lost that game playing like that.
Yeah. Paul, let's talk about the game-winning goal. Opozo gets it. What'd you see? How did it play out in your eyes?
Well, when you stick with things and you stay with it and you play the right way, breaks go your way. Oh, how many times have we talked about breaks going the other way? Well, Labushkin, back at the point, takes a shot. You know the Islanders want to get in the way. They want to block shots. This time they got in the way, and it goes off Anders Lee. Takes a left-hand turn and goes right to Kyle Opozo, who quickly puts the puck in the net, and Buffalo gets, you know, their first goal of the game. Instead of 30 block shots against the Sabres, there were only 17 by the Islanders in this game, and Buffalo had 14 of their own. So, you know, the Sabres did much better not allowing the Islanders to take away a lot of their opportunities. And sure enough, you know, the puck goes off Anders Lee and they get a break. They take advantage of it, put it in, and they wind up taking the lead.
2-0, Sabres get a big win on the road at Long Island as the Sabres lead with Eric Comrie's 26-save effort. They did defend well, Paul, but Comrie, we should obviously give him some credit. He gets his first shutout as a Sabre.
Yeah, second of his career. I did look it up. It is his second. The Sabres put out a tweet saying it was his fourth. I know ESPN said it was his second, and then I ran and looked it up myself. It is his second. So that is correct, what you said. And he had to make some good saves, especially in the last 5 minutes. The Islanders probably got a few more chances than they had gotten. But even when the Islanders pulled the goalie, I mean, look at the work that Casey Mittelstadt and Dylan Cousins and Owen Power, Labushkin, Skinner, they just kept working hard where they really didn't give the Islanders any chance to get set up. You heard the Brian Boucher saying they want to get Nelson set up. They wouldn't allow it. And they kept getting the puck out of the zone before those guys were on. Tuck was out there. I think twice he got the puck out of the zone and almost had a chance to have a shot at the empty net. Gergensen's was out there along with Oposo when the net was empty and did a good job. So multiple guys just wouldn't let the Islanders get set up. And then finally, with some really hard work by Mittelstadt to follow a bouncing puck, finally get it out, get it to Cousins, who gets it to, you know, and Cousins did the right thing. You know, he was calm. He could have shot it. You know what probably would have happened? There was a guy standing in front of him. I think it was Dobson, and he probably would have blocked it. So he just waited for Skinner to catch up, and knowing that Skinner's going to have a good opportunity, had the lane to get it over to him, and Skinner puts it in the empty net. Just so many things where they stayed calm and kept their heads and played the right way. Casey Mittelstadt, he missed the net on a 2-on-1. But, of course, the Casey Mittelstadt haters out there are like, well, he's selfish. He should have passed the puck. No, he shouldn't have. He had a 2-on-1. The Islanders took the pass away. He missed the net. But he did the right thing. He made the right play. He's got a good shot. He's coming open down the right side. The Islanders took the pass away like the defenseman should. Goaltender is the shooter. He tried to get a little too fine with it, but it was the right play. He did the right thing. And there were a lot of times they did the right thing in that game, and they deserved to win it.
2-0 the final. Let's get to some final stats now, brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet, with you for the extra mile. 35-27 are the shots in favor of the Sabres. Both teams 0 for the night on the power play. We look individually here, Paul. Rasmus Dahlin played over 27 minutes, 27:03. Owen Power, almost 26 minutes. He was at 25:56. But how about Tage Thompson playing, obviously, not at 100%, 17:03, took two shots. And his presence out there, Paul, obviously important. Not saying that he had, you know, an incredible game or anything like that, but just I think, you know, we talked about it last night, his teammates respecting his ability to come back in that game. He guts it out here again tonight, allows the Sabres to even kind of keep some of their power play, their lines, kind of maybe the way that they would like it to be. So for Thompson to get through another game here, another check mark in his column, I would say.
Yeah, and he said earlier the reason he left warm-up, he wasn't comfortable, and they got a little bit of a treatment, and he became comfortable when he came out, and that's why he played. And you're right, he gutted it out. There's no question. He didn't take any face-offs. We didn't expect him to, really, because of the injury. But other guys stepped in and were able to do that. But he was able to get out there. He's dangerous. The other team, even if he comes out and isn't quite at 100%, they still have to respect him. They still have to, you know, respect that he's out there and account for him. So, you know, definitely a big thing there. And Brian, I hope you're sitting down because I'm going to shock you right now. You ready?
Yes, go for it.
The shots have changed.
Oh, God, again.
They're now 13-28. It's 26. So now Eric Comrie has a 26-save shutout instead of a 27-save shutout. All right. I know that That's going to shock you.
All right. Yep. They just keep doing that all the time. But, yeah. Jeez. Anyway, Thompson, yes, gutting through the injury. We'll make out our injury report brought to you by Losi and Ganji, Buffalo's workers' compensation and personal injury attorneys, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Paul, I really loved the Cousins line again. I know it's easy to say there. Cousins had six shots alone. He assists on that last goal to Skinner that sealed it. The contract that Kevin Adams locked up with Cousins, like, I would say, like, you know, another good player to lock up for a long time. Like, his energy, his offensive ability, his effort, like, just he's such a complete player, I guess. That's what I'm saying. Yes, he's a complete player.
Go ahead. He and Tage Thompson really, they've caused so many problems because they're so different. I mean, they are great players in their own right because they have different attributes, and you have to play them differently if you're the opponent. And Cousins is showing us that he probably is going to be a 30-goal scorer in this league, if not this year, in the coming future. I think Tage Thompson is going to be a 50-goal scorer in this league, maybe more. I don't know what Tage Thompson's going to turn into. I mean, he gets so hot at times, maybe he can get 60 one year. I don't know. But we know what he can do. But they're just what they bring to the table is just so different, but it's good. And it just really causes problems for the other team.
Well, the Sabres move to 76 points now, for the moment ahead of Ottawa and for the moment ahead of Washington. So Florida is the team in front of Buffalo, and they have one more game played because they're playing right now, and they have under a minute to go, and they're trailing the Islanders 4-3. So,
Rangers.
Hey, if the Rangers hold on here, the Sabres could find themselves at least back into discussion here for a little bit. Capitals and Penguins play tonight. So obviously that one you're hoping for a regulation, and I would assume still rooting for the Capitals to win in that game there. It'd keep the Pittsburgh Penguins at 80, and then the Sabres would only be four back with a game in hand. So again, we know the percentages are low, but it gives Kevin Adams and Don Granato more of what they all think and what we all think they need is more pressure-packed, meaningful games. And, you know, they obviously have not handled that well for the most part here over these last few weeks. So, you know, even if this ultimately doesn't end in a playoff spot, more and more of these games where they feel like there's something very important on the line, I think, can only do good.
Yeah, and these were important games here, and they won them both back-to-back. But both teams traveled. But see, again, if you play the game the right way, I'm sure the Sabres were fatigued, but they played the game the right way. So they were able to go out and not get overrun fatigued because they're giving the puck away. Now they got to turn around and defend, and they got to get back, and they got to spend their whole shift defending. And now you're even more tired because all you do is defend, and you're not getting in the other zone, and it makes you even more tired. By playing the game the right way, it didn't make them as tired as other teams can. So it's just, you know, again, proof that when they play the game the way they're supposed to, you get to see the results. They're just so young, they don't play the game the way they're supposed to very often, or not enough. Maybe I think that might be a better way to put it. But the last two nights, I think, just shows us what they are capable of, but it just has to be more of a consistent effort.
Yeah. Paul, let's finish with what is next. Montreal on Monday. So the Sabres will finish a three-game in four-day stretch coming up on Monday against Montreal, the final meeting of the season between the Habs and the Sabres. What initially jumps out to your mind when we think of this matchup coming up on Monday?
I don't even worry about the Montreal Canadiens. Just play your game. Go play what you just did. You know, look at that. Go over the film. Understand what you did. You felt it. You felt good about everybody tonight. If you're a Buffalo Sabre, should feel good about your game because you all played well and you played together as a team and you did what the coaching staff wants you to do. And if you repeat that, I think you're going to win a lot more games than you're going to lose if you keep playing like that. They only had two goals, and one of them was an empty netter because Varlamov, who should have been the first star of the game, but wasn't, stood on his head. Simple as that. And both teams got good goaltending. Both teams got huge saves. And again, but if they play like that, they're going to win a lot more games than they're going to lose.
Varlamov star three with the big effort and goal. Oposo star two with the game winning goal, and then Comrie, the shutout star number one. Paul, thank you so much. We will chat Monday. I'll see you downtown at KeyBank Center for the Canadians and the Sabres.
Looking forward to it.
All right, me too. Thank you, Paul. Paul Hamilton with us here. Sabres postgame. Buffalo victorious 2-0 behind Eric Comrie's 26 save shutout, his first shutout as a Buffalo Sabre. For all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodbye to you at this time. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com, or you can listen in on the Odyssey app. And for all of you on our flagship on WGR, more postgame coming up. We'll get our save of the game, update you more on the standings. We'll let you know if the Rangers helped out the Sabres. They are just under a minute to go there in that game in Florida against the Panthers. But final score in our game, Buffalo 2, the New York Islanders nothing. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
New York trying to play across far side. Back in front, Comrie. What a save as he got down and spread the pads out. And now up ice, Alex Tuck just missed a breakaway pass. And Varlamov is going to hold on to that one. Oh, boy, Eric Comrie.
Big save from Eric Comrie in the third period. One of his 26 saves. Dan Dunleavy on the call. Our save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. New inventory is arriving daily. 2-0, Buffalo over the New York Islanders. Eric Comrie, 26 save shutout. Kyle Oposo, the game-winning goal. Buffalo now, at the moment, within 4 points of the final playoff spot. The Penguins have 80 points. They are wild card two, and Buffalo with 76. Needing some help. They need teams in front of them like the Panthers to lose. Good segue here. Let's go to our around the league check of the scores, and wouldn't you know it, the game just going final seconds ago. The Rangers helping out the Sabres. New York coming back. They were down 2-0 to the Panthers. They win it 4-3 in regulation. No points for the Panthers. All right, so Buffalo within 3 of Florida with a game in hand. So let's kind of break this down here, get you the rest of the scores there. Pittsburgh, 72 games played, 80 points. Florida, 73 games played, 79 points. Buffalo, 72 games played, 76 points. So if you win your game in hand with Florida, you're within a point, and you still play them in April. You win your game in hand. Pittsburgh will be playing tonight, so they'll go back to having one more game played. Rooting for the Capitals tonight. Yes, that'll push them past the Sabres, but you've got to keep Wild Card 2 within striking distance, in my opinion. So need a Caps win tonight in regulation over the Penguins. Other scores. Get you some of the other games that are going on right now. Canucks and Stars are tied one apiece. That's at the end of one. Also at the end of one in Montreal, Columbus and Canadiens are tied two apiece. Montreal will be in Buffalo on Monday. Here's another game of note. Keep an eye on the Senators. They are a point behind Buffalo right now. They're at the Devils 1-1 with a minute to go with the first period. Guess what? Jack Hughes scored again. No surprise. He's up to 40 now on the season. Want New Jersey to win in that game to help out the Sabres. Minute to go with the first period in Raleigh. Hurricanes have a 2-0 early lead on the Maple Leafs. Mention the 8 p.m. game, Caps and Penguins. That could be looming large for Buffalo. That game nationally on ABC tonight. Later tonight, Vegas in Edmonton to face the Oilers. St. Louis is at Anaheim. Other finals from the early afternoon games. Flyers shut out the Wings 3-0. Bruins by 1 over the Lightning 2-1. Crack and roll the Predators 7-2. Kings beat the Jets 4-1. Flames up on the beat the Sharks 5-3. Wild over the Blackhawks 3-1. NCAA tournament, one score to give you here. They're in the second half of the East Regional Final. Kansas State leading Florida Atlantic 60-57. This game's kind of gone back and forth the whole way. The winner is the first of the four teams to go to the Final Four. Later tonight, a monster game, Gonzaga and UConn. Really looking forward to watching that one. So you've got hockey tonight if you want it. Pens Caps, 8 o'clock ABC. If you want NCAA tournament action, K-State and Florida Atlantic going at it right now. Close game, 8 minutes to go in the second half there. And Gonzaga and UConn coming up later tonight. And NCAA tournament in hockey still going on as well. Minnesota continuing to play. Ryan Johnson, of course, of the Sabres, at least still is the moment. That's going on. So lots to get to in the sports world. We've obviously enjoyed following it today. Let's get our first response from the fans now. From ServPro of Central Buffalo's Team Luzzy. ServPro of Central Buffalo's Team Luzzy is first and faster to any size disaster. Visit TeamLuzzy.com. You can send me your thoughts after each and every game at Brian WGR. All right, let's see what some of the fans are going to say. Peter says, great team defense, great good goaltending, decent offensive opportunities, didn't fall apart, wasn't the most fun, but this was the most complete game of the entire season. Okay, echoing kind of what Paul Hamilton has to say. Sean says, is that the first ESPN Plus win for the Sabres? I think you're right, Sean. I think they were like 0 for 6, 0 for 8, 0 for 5. I don't know. 0 for whatever coming in. Yeah, I think that's right. First one. You can always send me your thoughts after each and every game at Brian WGR. As the Sabres will next play Monday night, 7 o'clock. I'll have the pregame. The final segment of the pregame at 6:45. Chopin Bulldog will lead things off at 6. With coverage, of course, getting you ready for the Sabres and the Canadiens. Buffalo closing down the stretch with two home games next week. Monday, Montreal. Next Friday, they'll close out the March portion of the schedule with the Rangers. And then Saturday, they'll open up April in Philadelphia. And against a team that's not good, but they've struggled with this year, the Flyers have handled the Sabres. And then April 4th, a huge game with the Panthers. So all that coming up, still on the schedule, Detroit, Carolina, Rangers again, Devils again, Senators, and Blue Jackets. That's how Buffalo will finish off their portion of the schedule. But a nice complete win, as we've said today, 2-0 over the New York Islanders, and that will put a wrap here on our postgame show. Want to thank our crew today, Kyle Powell, our network producer. Thank you very much, Kyle, for your work today. Jonathan Koziel on our game story. Social media, check it out, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton, of course, our reporter. Tom Maddy is our engineer. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Koziel. 2-0, Sabres win it. We'll talk to you Monday night from downtown Buffalo with the Montreal Canadiens in town right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.